Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band together.
We do.
On a Friday Eve. It's sort of.
Yeah, almost Friday. We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll definitely take it. Especially, it's been a long week. I can't speak for everybody else, but.
Well, yeah, and last day of school for all the, you know, Wisconsin Rapids kiddos. So that's a, you know, it's a big day.
We'll get into that in a little bit. We'll also get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Terry and I are also going to dive into some other fun topics. Got one about how the percentage of Americans that lock their door to check the mail. I thought that was interesting. We got to talk about adult tummy time. And it just, whatever you're thinking, it's probably not what you're thinking. I will say that right out the gate. We got entertainment news we'll also get into in the next hour. We got some other fun ones. I've had one that I've been wanting to get into. Who's more popular, you or your dog?
That
one coming up. But we also, speaking of dogs, we will also be talking with our good friend Denise at the top of the 10 o'clock hour with our Southwood County Humane Society's Pet of the Week. Big thank you to Milltown Coffee for that. We're excited about it. But I got Terry in here, and we like to kick things off with the United Way update and catching up with our friends at the United Way and everything that you guys have going on. Terry, I was prepping for this, and we usually have something to talk about. What we talk about today, we'll bookend our show. We'll start off with some things, and we'll wrap up in our good stories of the day talking about some stuff. Where do you want to start?
I mean,
there's so much going on.
There is so much. Like, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like we used to get a little break.
Yeah,
and it's not a good thing. I mean, it's not a bad thing, but like, whoo, there's a lot. So yeah, all right. So in my head here, I'll divide it into half, right? We'll do half now, half after.
Right.
But one of the things that we have going on right now through, you know, all of next week is our diaper drive. So this is running Mother's Day to Father's Day. So it's been going on for a little while, but we are accepting unopened new diapers, wipes, and creams that are, you know, in the package, right? Like they can't have been opened. And we are collecting those, you know, kind of a community baby shower, right? Mother's Day to Father's Day.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. Yeah.
And then we will be distributing those diapers to three local programs, and that is the Family Center and the Food Pantry, so Focus Food Pantry, and then also to First Choice Pregnancy Resource Center. So these are organizations that, you know, we've heard from that, you know, last year we started the diaper drive for the first time in our community. And then we also expanded into Adams for this year to make sure that we're trying, you know, we're meeting a need that is coming up kind of, you know, maybe unexpectedly, or that we didn't, you know, wasn't maybe on the radar. But what we're hearing from these programs is that there is a need for diapers and for, you know, to supplement the cost that represents for some families. So if you are willing, interested, we've had a great showing so far, but of course we will always take more because we know the need is there. So if you are willing or able, please bring some diapers by 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids or to the UW Extension in Adams County, you know, is where you could make drop-offs. And if you're going to go out and purchase diapers, the larger sizes are what are needed the most. Of course, will take any. So if you already bought, you know, a box of size one, don't be like, oh, you know, it's fine. It's totally fine. It's just if you want to participate and you haven't purchased, sizes 5, 6, and 7 are really where the greatest need is. And, you know, any donation is, of course, appreciated. And, you know, there's all different sizes, right? Like there's boxes of diapers, there's bags of diapers. So, I'm not putting a qualifier on it. And if people don't even want to shop, you can make a monetary donation. And then we will, I've got a savvy shopper in the building. And so she will, you know, get the best deal and look at where we can get the best value, you know, of diapers for the dollars that we've collected. And we've had probably, you know, maybe about $500 donated already toward the diaper drive, just because people are like, oh, I don't Ugh, I don't want to shop. I don't know how to shop for this anymore.
I've talked to a handful of listeners last year, this year about this, and we appreciate this so much. It's another great example of the United Way paying attention to the community and looking at gray areas and things, ways they can help be an add-on to a family. It's just really wonderful. And not to brag here or anything, but I haven't needed diapers for a real long time. So I wasn't sure when I was looking at this and I was talking to listeners about it. You answered every question as far as what you need most of, and so many parents out there remember certain things as far as diapers go, but there are so many brands nowadays.
Yeah,
and so many different. So
overwhelming.
A little bit. And what
happened to just Pampers?
Yeah. pull-ups, man. They work good. So I think that's great to be able to give the option to people to be able to give a monetary donation and being able to cover your bases that way if it is a little overwhelming. And certainly to parents out there, something else to keep in mind when it comes to this. We greatly appreciate this community and the turnout we've had with this.
Absolutely. One other thing to just touch on now, and then we'll talk about a couple of events at the end of the show. But another thing is that now is the time to register to receive school supplies. So if you have a need, and basically, our loose basis of that need would be if your family qualifies for free and reduced lunch, you also qualify for free school supplies, but you have to register. And you can register by visiting our website at uwswac.org. You would click on Stuff the Desk registration, and you will, when you register your children, you do have to put in information. We need to know what school they're going to, that kind of thing, what grade they're going to be in, because the supply lists are different. That registration will close on August 1st. So we opened it May 1st, closes August 1st. When you register, you pick your time slot of when you will come to pick up the supplies for your children. So those time slots are first come, first served. So I think that's something, like, if there's no way you could pick up on a Friday afternoon, well, then you better get on there and register for Saturday morning. So there are 5 different time slots that you can choose from. We've also added put a little value add on it this year where you can actually see specifically what supplies Stuff the Bus will provide for your students. So then that gives you the rest of summer to get the rest of the things, because there might be 4 or 5 things that your child's fourth grade teacher said, hey, we also need, the kids need this. So that gives you time to leverage those things, and you can see what Stuff the Bus will be providing to you. So get registered. We have this happen every year. August 2nd, somebody calls us, well, I didn't know. So flyers have already come home from school. We've been talking about it. We've got it on our website, social media. It is out there. I also understand that we're not, we don't reach 100% of every single family. Yeah, yeah. So, help spread the word and get registered. Mm-hmm. Again, visit our website, uwswac.org. Or if you need assistance, you can call 211. But it would need to be Monday through Friday between 8 and 5 when you get a local resource specialist to help walk you through that form.
Appreciate you got the not only everybody's efforts towards this in the community, your staff and you at the United Way, of course, but you out there, you touched on something really important. We are, I think, pretty darn good at our job at spreading the word about things, and we've got a lot of other great outlets in this community for that. Nothing is like word of mouth. Spread the word of mouth wise. Get to the United Way's Facebook page, share their posts on your page. You just don't know who might see them otherwise. It really does. It's a bigger help than I think most might realize. It seems, well, this is pretty simple. I just hit one button or whatever, but it really can go so much farther than we realize. And with this one, there is no one topic or one cause more important than the other, certainly, or anything. But I will say for me personally, this one is very deep and very important to me. And the more we just want every kid that could use this to know about it. Every family that could use to know about it. And to make sure that the United Way knows as much as they do, so they can prep and prepare and know what we need. And that way, come August, we're all set, we're ready to go, and we can get this thing going. Keep in mind as well that when it comes to the great event that'll be coming up at Lunch by the River with Stuff the Desk and everything, we're going to need volunteers. We'll have more on that a little bit later in the summer and everything. But It's a these are the signs of summer to me, so many of these things. I've been fortunate to do this job for almost 10 years now, and in this current position, and it's easily my favorite stuff. Is every time of year has certain things that really stand out in this community to me, and this is some of it for summer. I like Lunch by the River and Cranberry Blossom Fest and so many other great things that we look forward to, and other stuff that Terry and I will get into towards the end of the show. Get to uswswac.org, bookmark that page, and keep up to date on all the great things United Way has got going on. And keep in mind, you can always call 211 as well. That's always there for you. It's a great resource. Cannot encourage you enough to use 211. You brought up something, Terry, and so did Seth earlier on the Sunrise Show about today being the last day of school for a lot of kids out there. I'm not sure if it's all of our schools or if most of the schools have wrapped up by now, because my kids have not been in school in so long. So I was a little, this took me a little off guard. I knew that it was coming, but I didn't think about it. And so I ask the audience, I ask you, and we'll keep this topic going all throughout the rest of the week. What is your first memories? What are your favorite memories about the last day of school? What was maybe the best part of it? And a little side quest here, what is the adult equivalent to that? Because as Seth and I were talking about it, I feel like you get done with it's not an everyday thing or an all-the-time thing, and it's not nearly the same thing, but you get done with a long week at work on that Friday or whatever your last day of the work week is, and you get out of the building or you're off your truck or whatever it is, that feeling you get. You are immediately brought back, like a song that you loved when you were growing up or something. You're immediately brought back to that feeling of... oh, just walking out of those school doors. For me, I went to so many schools, but for some reason, Washington School popped right in my head. Fifth, sixth grade, getting out of those front doors and just feeling like, oh, the sky's the limit. I've got the whole summer ahead of me.
And your mom is going, oh, no.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So is there anything that stands out to you about the last day of school?
I just remember like elementary school age, you know, like I guess the same as what you brought up, but just... bring it when you've got to bring all of your stuff home. You know what I mean? Like you bring all of your stuff onto your desk, but you might have had, you know, I don't know, maybe some special crayons or supplies at school that you're like, oh, I finally get to bring these home.
Yes.
I totally remember that.
I like that one. This is maybe you're not going to surprise some people out there, but just another example of my weirdness and how much I like history. I don't remember minding cleaning out my locker. So I remember every time I did it, it was like kind of just a little time capsule of the year. Like, oh, I remember this science class. Oh, I remember this.
You know, which sat in the bag you took it home in until fall, yes, or late summer when you were cleaning it out for the next year.
Yeah. That was a good one. And I you know, one of the things that I hadn't thought much about, and I don't know why this popped in my head. I had an old art teacher at Washington School, Mr. Clark. I really enjoyed Mr. Clark. Great teacher, all that. Put up with me so much. I just remember the last day of school, like teachers like him, and the giddy, happy look on their face. And I didn't quite understand it as a kid, but boy, do I get it now. that's a fun one. A big thank you to all the teachers, all the people out there in our school systems working so hard. And I mean, certainly, you know, our superintendents, our principals, but I'm talking people working that front desk, our janitorial staff, our lunch people, all the people. We appreciate them taking such good care of our kids throughout the whole school year. We're going to take good care of you when we come back. We got some celebrating to do with our friends at El Cafe coming up on the morning show at WFHR. You heard the boys. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We appreciate our friends at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Got some great specials lined up for you. Wonderful homemade pies. Get on over there. Wish them a good morning from all of us and enjoy, everybody. Hope to meet you there because, God, man, these pies that I'm looking at. There is a... You know, this isn't my normal...
Do you need a napkin to wipe your drool?
There isn't... this isn't normally my style, but there is a apricot cheesecake. That sounds good. That sounds interesting.
They
got pumpkin. Oh, man. I gotta get over there. Enjoy yourself and head on over to El Cafe today, everybody. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries as well. We love celebrating with you. You can email us, info@WFHR.com. Of course, you can direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call on up 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. We appreciate all of you joining us. You can get those birthdays and anniversaries to us throughout the whole show. So let me see here. I got five possible qualifiers, Terry. Need a 1 through 5 from you.
4.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we we want to wish a happy birthday. Well, actually, a happy anniversary to the Sunrise Show on 105.5 WIRI. It was back in 2023 on this day that we kicked that show off.
Nice.
We are very appreciative to all the great listeners that we have over there at 105.5. Made that station so popular, that show so popular. We're looking forward to doing more and more over there as we go along. We also want to wish a happy birthday to Civic Media's own Peter Van Dorn.
Happy birthday.
Pete's great. He's a good guy. We appreciate Pete and all the work that he puts in and does. We really do. And we want to wish a happy 54th anniversary to Rob and Rosie Shaka. Both grew up in Nacoosa and reside in Birmingham, Alabama now.
Nice. 54?
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Happy 54th. And Rob and Rosie, that's one of the better combinations I've heard. That's really good. Enjoy your anniversary, you two. Have a great one. Now we look at our list of possible qualifiers. And Terry, we got a special one to kick things off. We want to wish a very happy birthday to Mr. Jim Ashbeck.
Yeah, my dad. It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, sir. Happy birthday, sir. Wishing you a good one. Did some fine work, sir. We appreciate you, sir. Enjoy your day. And we want to wish a very happy birthday to a couple of regulars around here, people that have joined us on this morning show plenty of times and on our show director's playhouse. Wishing a happy birthday to Jordan Bain.
Happy birthday.
Jordan's awesome. Jordan's been with us on a bunch of different shows and a really, really talented, fun performer, really great, smart, I think, lyricist, and just a really good guy. We appreciate Jordan and all the work he is. I want to bring Jordan back in. It's been a while since he's been in with us. He's got to get in here. He's got a contract. He doesn't realize it, but he has a contract with us, so he's got to fulfill. And Katie Shatek is celebrating a birthday.
Happy birthday, Katie.
Katie, I'm going to be honest with the audience. Katie is the wife of Ben, Ben Shatek, who, of course, has joined us many, many times over the years. But Katie's been with us as well. And I got to know Katie. We were going to be in cabaret together. And I did not know her sister before the auditions or anything. They came in and blew me away. I think more than anybody else I saw in those auditions. And there's some talented people that were auditioning for that play. Then we get cast, and we just both were so excited to work together. We had some nice chemistry that was already building in the read through and everything. And then COVID happens, and we never were able to do it. And we're both looking for an opportunity to work together one day because she is just a phenomenal talent. I know very few singers that are as versatile as Katie. She can do any kind of genre. She's so good.
It's beautiful.
And not for nothing, her and Ben are one of my favorite couples. Perfect couple.
When you first brought her up, I was thinking about the day they were in here playing, and it was just like, oh, you guys. They're awesome, but
it's a Hallmark.
Their chemistry just pushed us right out of the room. Yes. You know what I mean? Yes, like it was just like bigger yes. than it was awesome. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Katie. Enjoy your day. And we wish a happy 54th anniversary to Myron and Bonnie Sager.
Happy anniversary.
Enjoy the day, you two. 54, another 54. Two 54s right there. That's kind of cool. I don't know the last time if that's happened before. Happy 54th to Myron and Bonnie. And to our qualifiers today, a very happy 26th anniversary to Elliot and Jesse Wirt.
Happy anniversary.
Happy 26th.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I hope you guys have a great one. Enjoy your anniversary. Enjoy your birthdays out there. Wishing you all a great one. Let's see who you share your birthdays with. Mike Fisher is 45. Mr. Carrie Underwood. He's also he was a really good hockey player for a long time.
I was going to say, I think he probably has his own fame.
Any chance to get to do that, I can't help myself. But retired now, I believe. Retired a while ago. But Fisher was good for a long time. I think he stayed with one team, too. Nashville Predators.
Yeah, I think he did.
He was good. Pete Wentz is 46, Fall Out Boy bassist and lead songwriter. or one of the songwriters for them. The great Nick Kroll is 47. Wonderful, like just a voice and character actor. Has done a lot of good work in his career. A lot of people might know him from Netflix's Big Mouth and some other shows like that. One of those guys, if you see him, you'll know him. You're like, oh yeah, and I've seen him in this or that or what have you. Mark Wahlberg is 54. Highest paid actor in 2017. Earned $68 million that year. Man,
wow.
It's incredible.
I like him.
I'm a fan, and I like Mark Wahlberg, but what I like just as much is what he's done in his career and how he has kind of shown a blueprint almost of being able to go from music to movies and some of that. He's did a really almost flawless job of doing that and seamlessly kind of going into that. It's funny to me when you bring up with people nowadays, you know, especially younger people, like, you know, he was a hip-hop rapper. He was a rapper and everything.
They're like, I know.
Brian McKnight is 56. Wonderful singer. R&B singer back from our era. Really good one. Ron Livingston is 58, a superstar of two bona fide cult classics. He is Peter Gibbons in Office Space and Rob in Swingers. Great actor. I like Ron Livingston a lot. Another one of those guys, you'll know him if you see him. Jeff Garlin is 63, the dad on the Goldbergs, Larry David's manager on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and just a hilarious human being. One of those guys like him and guys like Chris Farley. That can go from 0 to 10. They can go from just fine, completely normal, to incitedly angry. It's a comedic talent that not everybody can pull off, that lots of people try to. Trust me, so many students want to be the next this or the next that. And I see it. It makes it stand out all the more when they can just organically do that. He gets so excited there. Right? I love Jeff Garland, man. He's a good one. Kenny G is 69. Wow. The G stands for Gorelick, his real last name.
Oh, interesting.
And I think, again, few people have done more with their star than Kenny G. You know, the curly-haired alto saxophone player who won a bunch of Grammys that not a lot of people knew, or he took so many shots and so many hits throughout his career. And he has taken it all in stride. Like, he is very self-deprecating. He knows who he is. He makes fun of himself all the time. He's been in a bunch of different, like, sketches and things over the years. And
so you think, too, his talent, though, is at such a level that he doesn't have to care.
I would hope,
right?
So
yeah, somebody doesn't like it, okay,
yeah, because
guess what, I don't care, you know.
Like, I'm more of a fan of him than I am of his music, but I love jazz, and to me, if you love jazz, you got to be a fan. You got to be thankful to Kenny G, because he's part of the reason that the music has stayed
that
relevant
keeps,
for
yeah,
so long
for
and everything.
Sure.
I appreciate that about him as much as I appreciate his self-deprecation and all that. And by the way, he's still got the hair. Still looks good. Let's see here. Susie Orman is 74, financial advisor, and of course the host of the Susie Orman Show. And let's see here. Bill Moyer is 91 today. American journalist, legend. He's a PBS and so many other things that he's worked on throughout his career. And that is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary list. One more time, want to thank everybody that gets us these birthdays and anniversaries. This would be a very short segment if you guys were not getting us these. We appreciate that so much. As much as we get into the celebrity stuff or whatever and everything, we could cut that out of this segment and just focus on the birthdays and anniversaries. Thanks to all of you. We appreciate you. Get us more and more of them, everybody. And a big thank you to our friends at El Cafe. Visit them today at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Again, happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody. Special shout out to Mr. Jim Ashbeck. One more happy birthday to you, sir. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun here on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you're having a great start to your day out there. Let's go ahead and dive into an interesting one, Terry. If you're going to snack on goldfish, the goldfish crackers, would it be weird to get a flavor of an actual fish sandwich out of it?
That would be weird for me.
It would definitely
be
weird for me.
And I like fish sandwiches.
Oh, do you?
Like, I'll commonly, you know, We go out for something. Like, I don't mind a fish sandwich. So,
I've never been a big on fish sandwiches. There are certain companies that have them that are just mostly breading, and that's different for me. That I'll eat any day, but I don't traditionally eat them, so this is not really my thing, but a lot of people are seeming to like this, apparently. Goldfish will have a new limited edition flavor this month called Awesome Sauce, which is supposed to be similar to burger dressing. They say it's sweet, smoky, and tangy, impossible to resist. They'll be in stores sometime this month, along with spicy dill pickle goldfish, which are returning for a limited time as well.
I can see the pickle thing. That is huge with kids. It's like big teenagers, right now. Pickle flavored everything is a big deal. But if it tasted like a fish sandwich,
I don't know that I need that in my life. I don't know either. A marketing director for the company says that if you eat spicy dill pickle goldfish with Awesome Sauce goldfish, it tastes exactly like you're eating a chicken sandwich.
Oh, chicken. Even so.
No, I'm not interested. And I don't know why they mentioned fish sandwich earlier.
I don't think there's a lot of adults that eat goldfish. Maybe you eat them because your kids are eating them and you grab a few. But you know what I mean? Like, if you have no kids in the house, are you buying goldfish crackers, first of all? And if you have kids, like, I don't think kids, we have to make everything taste like a chicken nugget now, or what?
Right, you have to. Yeah, we just give it up.
Although, I guess we do that with ranch, right? We have everything that tastes like ranch. I don't know.
You touched on something there with the flavor dill being big right now and stuff, and so much of it is about that, following trends and trying to hit on those. I imagine it's pretty hard to find any company right now that just has your basic flavors. Everybody's got wild flavors now. You know, it used to just be it felt like a Lay's and Oreos, but now everybody's got wild ones.
You know, the wild flavors, though, with Lay's, I was just thinking about that when you said that. You know, when they first started those, where there was like four, you know, like random flavors from like their contest, you know, you had to buy like a whole bag.
Yeah.
And sometimes they were so awful.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes they were good, but sometimes not so good. But now you can actually get like the small bags of the four, so you can just try them.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of nice.
We are trendsetters around here, and we always know what is cool, hip, and popular with the kids. No, I'm like, are we? No, could not be farther.
I'll roll with it. No. Okay.
This is going to be news to a lot of us. There's apparently another one of these trends that's been rising on TikTok, and it's adult tummy time. If you're a TikToker, you're probably already familiar with this one. It's the same for adults as it is for kids, basically. Content creators say you should be on your stomach for 10 or more minutes every day, even if you're just watching TV, scrolling, or reading. Now, they talk about this with babies, I believe, a little bit, and stuff. But I've never heard of anything like this for adults or what have you. I don't know why babies just can't have this. But apparently adults, it's not enough to take Halloween. We also have to take this, too. And it all actually stems from an interesting place, I think. It's supposed to counteract tech neck, the effects of hours you spend hunched over computers, phones, and other devices. Be careful, though. One video warns that if you tilt your head back too much during tummy time, you're basically just bending your neck and spine the same way that you are when you're hunched over, so you're kind of defeating the purpose. So it's better to keep your neck straight, which is easier if you're reading than if you are trying to watch TV. So they say being on your stomach. I guess it's not the same thing if you're laying on your back in bed and reading or something like that.
Probably not, because you likely have a pillow underneath you.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're likely manipulating that spine a little bit. So,
yeah.
I could lay on my stomach maybe and read or just stretch or, you know what I mean? Like something like that. But I can't sleep on my stomach.
Yeah. No, I can't do it. Can't do it. No, impossible.
And I know that's not what it was saying, but I was just thinking about that, like spending time on your stomach. Like I can't now.
There's no scenario that I fall asleep out of my stomach. None. And I've been through just about every scenario that I'm thinking of, and I'm sure plenty of people out there are and everything. I was 21 in Wisconsin. I can't think of one scenario where I fall asleep on my stomach. And I am. Like, I like the idea of this. I like the idea of us kind of, as a society, trying to figure out ways to, you know, we're it's not, we talk a good game about putting devices down and taking breaks from them. And I think everybody has to police themselves when it comes to that and do their best with it. But as far as like, well, okay, well, we're not getting rid of tech anytime soon. We're not going to stop doing these things anytime soon. So what can we do to adapt to the times?
Yeah, it seems like a great strategy, honestly, because if you think about that, you know, trying to keep your spine and neck straight. So now we need to have tummy time work break, right?
Yes.
Like yeah, we at, you know, whatever, at 10 a.m. It's like, okay, everybody lay down for 10 minutes.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Here's your juice box. Here's your Capri Sun.
I love it. But, you know, I think another thing that is much more common than it used to be and probably does the same, or for me, it does the same thing. Like, I have a stand desk. So I spend almost my whole day standing, yeah. and I feel like when I'm sitting, I'm more inclined to hunch like toward my computer screen or what I'm doing. When I'm standing, I put it as a height so as I don't have, you know, maybe a little bit higher than what you would think, because then I don't feel the need to lean over it.
I run into this every day with these microphones. They're just, in order to get to the microphone level, I'm usually bending down.
Yeah, I'm doing that right now.
Even if I raise it up, I end up coming
but
down
it's still,
eventually
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially, you know, some of these, the bars and stuff just lean. I'm also, I don't know if I'm, I know I can't be alone on this, but I am so bad at being still. I'm really, really bad at it. The idea of doing this for 10 minutes, I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could sit and lay there.
It almost seems like just taking a nice walk without your phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With good posture would do the same as this. But I think it's, I just feel like this is intentional, probably a position that a lot of people don't get in. And so then by telling you do that and don't do these, you know what I mean? Like there's a little more intentionality
Absolutely.
To it.
And I like what you said there too about not only taking the walk and everything, but just even thinking about this stuff and trying to put a little more time and effort into your posture and working on that. That's something I would say for over a decade I've been working on, trying to get better and better about. It takes time, but there's certain stuff that I've gotten better at just out of routine now. Just that I put it as a part of my routine. Maybe if you incorporate this in your day, I think that for some people, maybe you're not noticing this, feeling this as much. It's a good idea to get ahead of that. You don't want to wait until you do have pain to be doing something about it. And I know that these are... I don't see any experts here or anything like that. So when they say 10 minutes, if you put in 5, good effort.
Right.
You know, good effort.
Or just work up to it.
Yeah.
You know, an extra 30 seconds each time till you're used to it.
Any kind of effort into trying to do this, I think, is a good idea, too.
You know, I was joking about the workplace break, but honestly, I'd probably be more inclined to do it at work than at home. At home, I'd be like, oh, God, I should be doing this, you know?
Well, and this is... This is something, because we've got, you know, and this happens to society all the time in the past and everything. Right now, the current hiring generation and the wanting to be employed generation are very different in some key ways. And there's a lot of people in the employment area, including myself, that look at some of these things like mental health days or some of that and be like, well, that... Just rub some dirt on it. What are we talking about? But whether you believe in it or not, and I do believe in those things. I do think that we're going in a good direction in society. I think we have to be careful. I think we can't go too far one direction. It is a job. If you want to get paid, you should have to work, I feel.
Can you imagine you walk into like a retailer and like everyone is laying on their stomach?
Yeah.
Just for a quick break.
But it's also important for, you know, businesses, owners, all these things to pay attention to this stuff, because this isn't a negotiation with the younger generation. This is stuff they're demanding. This is stuff they're expecting. And if you want to get good people, sometimes you have to do certain things in order to get those people. This is business 101, and this is the world we're in. When we were young, there were certain things we expected or wanted, but we went and took the job anyway. You know, we just kind of understood that.
Yeah, because we wanted money to do things.
I don't know, and I'm not saying any of this is 100% clearly, but there is a good portion of the younger generation that I talk to, that I work with, or interact with, that are not budging on this. They just won't work. Or I mean, they'll own that. They'll still work, but they'll open up their own Etsy shop or something along those lines. So it's important for employers, whether you believe in these things or not, to start learning about this stuff and maybe find somewhere before lunch or after lunch to incorporate adult tummy time. And good this is the thing that I really want, though, Terry. I want this to not only be a thing, a part of like corporate and the business world and all these things. I want to hear some, like, you know, person around my age having, all right, everybody, Adult tummy time. Come on. Quit laughing. Jerry, quit laughing. It's adult tummy time. Everybody down. I want faces down. I want to see
it
that.
It seems like an office stint, doesn't it? Like it should be on the yes. office.
I want Michael Scott to be up there.
And like, don't put your feet by my head. You know, like just a whole variety of issues.
Tammy, would you mind handing out the chocolate milks? Would you mind handing... Everybody got their sleeping bag, their sleeping buddy? I can't sleepy help myself. Buddy. I can't help it.
That's not good. That's not good office etiquette.
No. We will take a time out before we're forced to. We'll be right back with more show, morning show on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Get your sunglasses out.
This is a great 80s last day of school song.
It really is. Yes, very much. We encourage you to get your phones out as well. Take a look at that phone for a second, because the Conversation website put up an interesting one that comes up for at least one person you know, if not you, every summer. We have seen tons of these stories about people's phones and their iPhones and all this being submerged in water and working just fine. But that might not mean yours is going to be. So the Conversation website just did a wet cell phone myths article. As far as like, you know, the myths that we've kind of grown to.
Can you send it to my kids? Because, you know, they all think they should have their phones in the pool.
This is a kind of an interesting topic to me. And it one of the things that stood out to me was that the cell phones have been around so long enough to have multiple myths to them and everything. It's kind of one of the things that you notice about something in culture and is in culture long enough. I guess I hadn't really thought much about that. So myth number one, my phone turned back on and it's fine. It's obviously a good sign, but it doesn't always mean that you're in the clear. Any moisture inside your phone can cause corrosion, and it can take days, weeks, or even months to see effects sometimes. Good idea to, even if it's working just fine, you know, take off the case, pull out, maybe take out the battery, take a look in there, and see what's going on.
Well, and most of them don't even have a battery to pull anymore.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Really, yeah, but remember when they did, right? Or they used to have the little SIM card that you could pull, you know, but it's like almost everything now is completely enclosed.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. Myth number two, but my phone is waterproof. No, it's not. No, it's electronic. Most phones now are, quote, water resistant, but how resistant they are depends on the model. The term waterproof isn't used much because phones generally aren't completely safe for water damage.
So like 6 or 7 years ago, one of my daughters had a friend over, and I walk over by the swimming pool, and I'm like, hey, what are you doing? She's like, I'm taking pictures underwater with my phone. And I'm like, what are you doing? Not my daughter, God. Her friend. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I just got this phone yesterday. I'm like, oh, and I'm thinking, her mom is going to kill me. And then I'm like, well, why am I going to get killed? She's 14, you know? But anyway, she said, yeah, it's water resistant. I'm taking pictures underwater. I'm like, water resistant is not waterproof.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, maybe giving you a pass if it accidentally gets in water.
Right.
You know, but you're intentionally going under the, like, and it turned out she was very fortunate. It was fine. But I was like losing my mind.
With as expensive as these things are, I'm not taking any chances.
Yeah.
But the difference of resistant and waterproof, like there's some sales and marketing people that worked really hard finding that word and figuring that out. And not enough people understand the difference of it. And not just teenagers, certainly. I've seen adults doing things like that. So myth number three, my warranty will cover it. No worries. I'm fine. Well, most out-of-the-box warranties don't cover water damage. You have to buy an additional warranty, and even those have limitations. I don't know how to say this in a kind way, so forgive me for lack of better wording here and everything.
Sometimes people just need it straight up.
The house always wins. Whenever we're talking about people, you know, it isn't just casinos and everything. If there's a business out there, their intention is not to help you necessarily if something goes wrong. They got people and they got lawyers and attorneys and different people working endlessly to get fine print together to cover their bases as much as humanly possible. So you have to... I don't want to say you have to mess up badly with your phone, but it's got to be something very specific for them to be accountable for it.
But also, doesn't it just go back to what you said at the very beginning? Like, I mean, this is an electronic. It's not designed for water.
Sometimes it's user error. And
mostly user error.
I don't know about sometimes. Mostly is.
Yeah.
This is one of those things that, you know, you've got to take some personal responsibility on and understand that you're, you know, what you're doing, what you're working with. That's part of the reason why, as I think one of the bigger challenges it's got to be to me as a parent is when to decide to give your kid a phone. I can't imagine what that's like as a parent to deal with and everything, because for one, there's so many things that they can be helpful for, and knowing where your kid is and if they're in trouble, being able to call, all that stuff that I think is pretty basic. And then there's the idea of they're a kid and they may not just quite understand the difference of resistance and waterproof or some of these things. And all of a sudden you got a $1,000 phone that's on the wayside because the company ain't going to pay for it because the warranty doesn't cover it.
You know, one of the things we did with our kids with phones was, from day one, they had to help pay for their phone to some, you know, like the monthly bill. And smart. I'm not talking about, I mean, when you're 12, you don't, maybe you have a job, but you don't have, you know what I mean? Or like you don't have a regular income, but we just, it was like nominal. Like, I'm like, you have to pay $10 a month towards this. And it's interesting. I feel like the ownership that goes into it when you have a little bit of pain that goes with it, meaning the money, you know, but we always did that from day one.
And then we wrap up with, of course, the rice hack. Don't put your phone in a bag of rice to soak up the moisture. It doesn't work very well, and particles from the rice can get in your phone and cause even more damage. You'd be better off powering down your phone, removing the battery if you can, and letting it dry overnight. So I was in, this is 20 years ago or whatever, I think I mentioned this before, I hadn't seen the ocean in a long time, and I was traveling with my ex, and we go to Galveston, and I see the ocean, and I got so excited, I wasn't even thinking, and I just go booking, running into it and everything, and I remembered at the last second thinking, oh, I'd take my shirt off, and I took my shirt off, and I throw it on the side, and I'm in the ocean, I was so happy, I felt so good, I can almost remember that feeling, and then 2 seconds later remembering, oh yeah, at the time I smoked, I had my cigarettes and my phone in my pockets.
You're probably lucky your phone stayed in your pocket. You know what I mean? With the waves and all 100%. Of the, yeah, the running. And
so we tried the, and I'm in Galveston and everything, and I, you know, I'm away from my family and all this stuff. I wanted my phone to be working, so immediately we put it in rice, and it worked a little bit.
See,
but
and
it
I've
didn't
heard
work that good.
And I've heard that it does work. Or, you know, it or I know good. Some people that it has worked for, but
I say that it worked a little bit in the sense it wasn't certainly working like it was before, but it worked well enough for me to text and get texts and all that. But it took at least, I think it almost might have taken 2 days, but at least a day.
So like a stopgap for you till you could
get
something fully functional.
And, you know, not for nothing, but every once in a while, it's also kind of nice that, my phone wasn't working. I couldn't. I'm sorry.
You do that all the time working. Now. What are you talking about?
Oh, did I forget to put the battery in again? Dang.
Yeah, they're like, what do you have? The old Motorola flip with, you know, the removable battery?
That excuse doesn't work anymore. No. So we're going to be joined by our good friend Denise and our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society in just a few here. We're going to, of course, big thank you to Milltown Coffee for that, everybody. We got a couple of animal stories we're going to get to in the next hour as well. But I wanted to touch on just a couple of things going on in our community real quick as we're wrapping up the hour. We try to wrap up our shows on good stories of the day, of course. One of the things that we could use your help with every month, we are joined at the beginning of the month with Tom Heiser and our monthly veterans update, although this month we got Sean was down and it was fun talking with him. Well, Tom reached out to us last night, the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 here in Rapids. This Saturday, June 7th, we'll be recovering the American flags from the cemetery headstones. They're going to be starting at the Forest Hill Mausoleum on Spring Street in Rapids at 10 a.m. and would love to have some public support.
Oh, nice.
If you are able to do this, it's a great way to put back into your community, help our vets, and also a nice, it's going to be a nice morning from
and
what I
understand. And a super light lift, right?
Yeah,
just walking around collecting flags?
Yeah, being honest, yeah. It's a little like when we encourage you to get a brat, like we, you know, this weekend and stuff. Like, oh no, you got to buy a brat. It's a win-win kind of situation. And encourage you to bring the kids with this.
Absolutely.
The more times you bring your kids around for these events and everything, the more they are seeing adults doing good in our community, helping our vets. We need more and more of that. That is how these lessons are learned. Not by yelling or making making kids do things, but by them being there physically and seeing what you are doing. So we cannot encourage you enough to do that, everybody. I encourage you and appreciate all, Tom and all of our VFW people. Also wanted to mention that going on today, our friends at Focus have their neighborhood meals available. Meals are available. Their building door is nothing to before 4, so the dining room will open about 4:15. Get on over. You know that you'll see that beautiful Sparhawk Trucking logo. Go ahead and head on over there for that. And their meals will be served from 4:30 to 5:45. If you have questions, encourage you to reach out to them, 715-422-1980, 715-422-1980. Big thank you to all of our friends at Focus and all the great work that they put into this community. We appreciate them so much. And I wanted to also mention this, Terry. We have got something fun going on here at the studios. We have got the Civic Media Up and Down the State Scotty Summer Text to Win contest, giving people an opportunity every top of the 7, 11, 2, and 4 o'clock hours. You have an hour to text us the keyword. And when you do that, you're going to, through the Civic Media app, and when you text us that keyword, you're going to have an hourly chance, alternatively, to either win $100 cash or a pair of Brewers Club level tickets. That is pretty cool.
Yeah, fun.
And then you'll be in the grand running for the grand prizes, either a Baraboo Dells area trip or a Door County getaway. Both are awesome, and we're going to pay for your gas to get to those events. I love that. It's a fun contest. Your next opportunity is being at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. Then you'll have 2 and 4 o'clock. We'll do this again tomorrow and all next week, and that'll wrap up our beginning of summer contest here. We're excited about that. That's going to be a lot of fun to be a part of. Keep on playing, everybody. And for nothing, but keep in mind as well, as you do this and you represent our stations here at WFHR and WIRI, helping us with some bragging rights.
We are a
small market station, but we hang with the Madisons and those places and everything, thanks to all of you out there. So be listening for that keyword at the top of the 11 o'clock hour, and keep on listening. We're going to be joined by Denise and our Pet of the Week from the Southland County Humane Society coming up right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.